and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call. We have, let's see, Jody and Travis and Randy. Randy said he might be buzzing in. He's in the building, so but he's going to try to be here. Okay, but we do have a quorum, so that is good. We have only one action item, and that is the KC boiler replacement. Mr. Oski, I'm going to turn it over to you.
So what you have on board docs is what was presented and recommended to me through John through a RET. So that's what I'm recommending to you as a board of trustees, to take the recommendation of Apex Mechanical to be awarded the base bid amount of $294,000 for the KC boiler project.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
A second.
You have discussion?
John, I didn't see it, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions, I guess. One bid or more than one?
So it's down the bid tabulations, there was three?
Three. Okay. So is it, does it have, what's the correct term, glycol in it?
Yeah, it will be a glycol system.
It'll be a glycol unit. So how do they measure the atticity rate, if I said that correctly? How do you guys measure that?
It's 30% glycol is what the current system is, and that's what is talked about going back in. 30% glycol.
So do you have to measure that at any point?
We measure it in a tank, but with this new system that will be going in, we're going to have the option to treat the water with a filtration, and then we can add supplements to the water to protect the pipes.
Yeah, so
we can take samples at that point.
Okay. Warranty, John? Because I haven't had time to look over. I didn't see it on my computer when I
That's a good question. I believe it's three-year. Three-year warranty. I can follow up on that for sure and get back to you on that.
Yeah. And American Made?
Headquarters is in Pennsylvania.
Yes. We like to hear that.
So, but it goes with a lot of things. Headquarters will be here.
Parts can still be
from all over. The air handler for Metal Art, for instance. Parts are coming from all over the world, but it's being put together in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So,
but at least you have somebody within the U.S. that you can contact for
mm-hmm.
parts and hope they'll do. So that's great. Well, I appreciate that, John. Let me know those things. Thank you.
Is it appropriate to ask kind of a timeline now?
If this is approved tonight, it'll be ordered tomorrow.
And then how long does it, I'm just asking, they tell
until
you?
Until that phone call is made and the order is in and we get confirmation, we won't know that.
Okay.
But I've been told that we can get the boilers.
And then putting it in will take an entire summer?
This Apex that is doing this, it's kind of their forte. It's kind of their bread and butter. They said this is a walk in the park for them.
Okay. Really? Good.
And we're making some other changes to make some things better. The current domestic hot water down there, there's a heat exchanger that was all put together wrong. We're going to correct that piping as well. The secondary hot water heater that Jake knows what I'm talking about was added later. Just to try to help this, because when your heating water comes up, the heating water circulates around your domestic water to heat, keep it warm and keep it hot. When it calls for domestic, it's pulled out of that tank. Well, it should be doing 28 gallons a minute. It's doing like 13. But it's coming off the distribution pumps, and this far away, it's feeding that, so it's not working right. If you're a molecule of water, you're just jumping that pipe. So we're going to make those corrections.
Those corrections are included in the bid from them?
Yes.
Is it heated with natural gas?
Yes.
Two bids were very close, huh?
It was tight.
Yeah, really close.
Good numbers. I like the numbers.
Yeah, which is
way
surprising.
Less than what I.
Yeah, that's good to see.
But the numbers of on copper and steel pipe mm-hmm. and boilers have come down in time. And I said this week, I was told there's a possibility of a 20% increase.
So it's come down, but it's going to go back up.
Yes.
So if we get it bought now, we won't have to you don't have to go to the ground.
We're locked in.
Upon tonight's approval, we'll sign the papers in the morning and get this going.
And that's why it's important to have this meeting today.
So, Charles, John, does this come out of major maintenance, or do we, any ART money come?
I will submit this to major maintenance tomorrow upon approval tonight. And I see no problem. The state knows that this is coming, so.
Yeah, the state's been a part of the process. They approved the engineering, so they've been a part of all the building and facilities. So this SFC knows about this coming. So.
Ms. Drosky, anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than this is not going to fix the temperature outside, but it'll fix the temperature in Casey High School. So
inside is what.
And we're okay. You think this? Well, you're not in session.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm not in session, but we're checking the building daily.
Sure.
And rooms to make sure that things are good.
Can you copy the bid?
I do.
Well, yeah. She took it off. I took it off the computer.
John's also put us on a 24-hour heat cycle too. So that the boilers never kick off. Never does the cool down cycle. Which is primo for coming through this cold weather that we're going to go through.
The whole district's on 24/7 right now. Because I don't want to be on the roof either.
Yeah.
How's that? How's the heat doing that they put in?
They work well. The one classroom that we had the water break in the other day, those heaters were kicking on and making up for the difference between what was normally coming out of the air exchange in that room. And it was comfortable, nice 68 degrees. And so those electric heat was, they were making up the difference.
And the gym staying warm and stuff?
The gym right now staying warm. The building's been plenty warm lately. But again, I attribute that to a 24-hour heat cycle, not allowing those boilers to kick off. Because that seems like that's when the gremlins come out to get us, is when those boilers go in the cool down cycle and then they try to fire back up.
Okay, any other discussion?
I just was wondering what your main reason for going for APE. I mean, it's a couple $1,000, so what's the benefits of them versus the other? Is there a specific reason? It's just the lowest.
Yep.
There was no other. This one's better than that one versus this one. They're all equally the same. It's only money.
Mm-hmm. So the process, though, to help with that, why we hire this firm is after the bids come in, they go back and confirm they're able to do it. They have a history of being able to complete these things. So part of Levi's team's responsibility when they design this, even though they're the lowest bid, they have to sign off to say this company is can provide the service. So in addition to that, there is a kind of a history search. Are they capable of doing it, and do they do quality work? So that's part of what Levi's team does, is not only the lowest bid. They might have been the lowest bid, but they don't have a good reputation, or they haven't filled some things out. So that's part of the accountability piece.
I remember at Charles, Apex is a company based out of Sheridan.
Buffalo.
They're in Buffalo? And I just wanted to tell you, thanks for the transparency, showing us the bids and whatnot, John. That for the district, I think that's huge. Mm-hmm.
So my only last question, only because we've done some of this with my current job too, work down the road is done by you, or it's done by them until the warranty expires?
Warranty's on them. They'll take care if we have any issues with
it. So you don't actually have to maintain it. If there's something wrong, you get to call them and they come.
Okay. I was just saying, I thought with as much as it costed 3 years, I thought we'd at least get 5 years out of them.
Like I said, I'll verify that.
Okay.
I'll verify that and email you guys what the warranty is on that.
The reason I'm just saying, I mean, we're just losing all the warranty on all of our roofs. And
so, John, does the warranty start from when you buy it, or where when it's
when
installed?
You fire it?
Okay, when you fire it. So, nowadays, you know, I don't care if it's vehicles, tractors, whatever. We can all buy extended warranties. Is there such a thing with a boiler? And I
did
know.
See something on their website, on Thermo's website, about extended warranty, and that's something that we can do some research in.
I'd like for you to look into that. Get us the. What the prices might be, a 5 year would not be out of line if it wasn't too expensive. Mm-hmm.
And we all sitting in this room know that things are not made the way they used to be made.
What is the life expectancy of that system?
That boiler right there, we should get 20 years out of that boiler. But things, there's brand new ones out there that I know, and other brands, why I didn't want those in the building. They burned up after 3 years. PKs, locking bars. And this one that I asked to be spec'd has the best rating, and people I've talked to through the state and in other buildings. So.
Well, thank you for all your work on it.
Yeah. And a matter of fact, YMCA just put this similar boiler in the YMCA when theirs went down. And again, this is just, I'm going to call it phases, but this is step one.
Yep.
We're going to be looking at other things to get this building right. There's so much. We're going to be looking at controls, and we're going to be looking at replacing air handlers.
Controls for the boiler or both?
Controls for the whole building. I already replaced the Jace. It's going to accept all that. Now it's this whole building controls, and then replacing those air handlers. We got 1 to 5 years if we're lucky on those air handlers up there.
It's the same one step at a time, huh?
And this is step one. Let's start at the front.
Good. Again, thank you for all your work,
Madam Chair.
Yes, call the question. All right. All those in favor of the motion that is presented for the new boilers, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passed. Go order it.
I'll make the phone call tonight on my way home.
All right. Thank you. No other business?
No.
All right. Thank you all for coming out. I know it's extremely cold. It's going to get colder. So thank you again. I appreciate your service. And at this moment, we now are adjourned.